Ah, the Viennese cafe. Waiters in suits, dark wood furniture, newspapers, the coffee aroma, the cigarette smoke. Most have non-smoking areas, but in many cafes, including this one, customers must walk through the smoke zone to get to the non-smoking one. And the doors to that zone are propped open, so the waiters can come and go with ease. The smoke, too, says Peter Tapler of Innenraum Analytic, an air quality consultancy. He says in cafes like this one, the air is more polluted than outside on a busy Vienna street.
Quite often the doors are open. In two-thirds of those investigated, the doors were either open or didn't even exist. And even when the doors are closed, in almost every case, there's an overflow of smoke and fine particles from the smoking area into the non-smoking area.
Australian, American and British visitors to Austria often comment on the number of smokers in public places. Around a quarter of the population lights up at least once a day. The country is number three in Europe for smoking, and Austrian women are Europe's number one for nicotine. Professor Paul Sewelda says his country is the ashtray of Europe. He's the president of Austrian Cancer Aid and one of the organisers of the Don't Smoke petition.
We know that in Austria every year 13,000 people die as a consequence of smoking. We know that young people begin to smoke if they have had the opportunity in cafes and bars. These are all factors.
This suburban cafe has many classic Viennese features. Marble-top tables, Art Deco mirrors, and smoke-stained ceilings. Owner Anna Karnicha says she's in favour of government plans to allow owners like her to decide the smoking rules.
As the host or owner, I support this right that I can decide whether it's this type of cafe or that type, and then nobody can come in and find it's too smoky or that we don't like it. That's a matter of taste.
But air quality consultant Peter Tapler says cafe owners have nothing to fear from a general smoking ban.
I understand the concerns, but other countries show that these concerns are not justified. Certainly, there are some establishments that will have fewer visitors and others that will have more, because non-smokers will find a smoke-free cafe more attractive and will want to go in.
Regular customer, Mariana, is pleased the new government is more smoker-friendly than the last.
I come to a cafe where there's still smoking because it's pleasant when I'm having a coffee. For me, a smoking ban would be a catastrophe.
And perhaps a disaster for the government. More than 500,000 signatures on the Don't Smoke petition means Parliament is now required to debate smoking laws. It also puts politicians under pressure to hold a referendum, one that could see the government defeated on one of its very first initiatives.